Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Mike Huff. Batting second, the DH, Paul Molitor. Batting third, the second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth, the first baseman, John Olerud. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Sean Green. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Ed Sprague. Batting eighth, the catcher, Randy Knorr. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Domingo Cedeno. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Pat Henkin. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting second, the DH, Tim Raines. Batting third, the first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Warren Nuzon. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jason Baer. And now, play ball. Mike Huff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Huff hits a fly ball into left field. Nuzon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carcoviche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Raines hits a pop-up towards short. Cedeno settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ventura hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carter. Ventura reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Thomas goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Martinez strikes out. Two outs. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Nuzon hits a ball on the ground into center field. Huff picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Huff. Ventura scores. Nuzon moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Olerud takes first base on ball 4. Sean Green is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Green takes first base on ball 4. Olerud moves to second. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sprague hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Olerud scores. Green moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Randy Knorr is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Knorr bunts towards the mound. Bear fields it and throws to first for the out. Green moves to third. Sprague moves to second. One out. Domingo Cittino is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cittino is hit by the pitch. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Huff is 0-for-1 in the game. Huff hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Green scores. Sprague scores. Cittino moves to third. It's Blue Jays, 3, White Sox, 3. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Molitor moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Karkovice hits a line drive towards third. Sprague reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cittino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the White Sox 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Olerud batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Olerud is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Olerud hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Bear covering, for the out. One out. Sean Green batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Green is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sprague is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sprague is hit by the pitch. Randy Knorr is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Knorr is 0-for-0 in the game. Knorr hits a fly ball into left field. News on settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Green. Raines reaches second base with a double. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Cittino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ventura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Raines moves to third. Two outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the White Sox 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Domingo Cedeno is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cedeno strikes out. 1 out. Mike Huff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Huff is 0-for-2 in the game. Huff takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Molitor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Molitor reaches second base with a double. There goes Huff trying to get to home. Johnson throws the ball into Durham, who relays the ball to Karkoviche, who tags Huff, who came all the way from first, for the out. Molitor moves to third. 2 outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Newsom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Warren Newsom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Newsom is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Newsom strikes out. 1 out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cedeno scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Karkoviche is 0-for-1 in the game. Karkoviche strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the White Sox 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a line drive towards first. Thomas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olerud is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Olerud hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sean Green is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Green takes first base on ball 4. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sprague is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Sprague hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Green moves to second. Randy Knorr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Green moves to third. Sprague moves to second. Randy Knorr is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knorr is 0-for-1 in the game. Knorr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen strikes out. 1 out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson is hit by the pitch. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Raines hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Ventura hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Raines moves to third. It's 4-3, White Sox. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Citino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Domingo Citino is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Citino is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Citino hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huff is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Huff hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuzon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Nuzon hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Carter who is chasing the ball. Nuzon reaches third base with a triple. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. Durham hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0-for-2 in the game. Karkoviche bunts towards third. Sprague fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nuzon scores. It's 5-3, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Karkoviche moves to second. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sprague fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alomar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Alomar moves to second. One out. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Olerud is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Olerud hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Alomar scores. It's 5-4, White Sox. Candy Maldonado pinch hits for Sean Green. Candy Maldonado batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Maldonado hits a ball on the ground towards second. Durham scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Blue Jays 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Candy Maldonado now playing right field. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cedeno scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Maldonado settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Ventura hits a pop-up towards first. Olerud settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Blue Jays 4. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jose De Leon now pitching. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sprague is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Sprague hits a fly ball into left field. Nuzon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Knorr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knorr is 0 for 2 in the game. Knorr hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Domingo Cedeno batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cedeno is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Durham. Knorr moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Tomas Perez pinch runs for Randy Knorr. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Huff is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Huff hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Perez moves to third. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Blue Jays 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Parrish now catching. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 3 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nuzon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Nuzon strikes out. 1 out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 3 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martinez moves to second. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Martinez. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Martinez steals third. Ron Carcoviche batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Carcoviche is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carcoviche takes first base on ball 4. Durham moves to second. Tony Castillo now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen is 0 for 3 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it and throws to second for the out. Martinez scores. Durham moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-4, White Sox. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Blue Jays 4. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Alomar. The throw from Karkoviche and he is safe. Alomar steals second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 4 in the game. Carter strikes out. 1 out. Tim Fortuno now pitching. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Olerud is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Olerud hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fortuno fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Maldonado is 0 for 1 in the game. Maldonado strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Toronto Blue Jays, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.